there were kind of a few highlights when I was there. I remember going to bed one night. If you were on call over the weekend, you came in at 9 o'clock on Friday morning and you didn't finish until Monday at 5 or 6. And that was a long weekend. And the casualty was a fairly big deal in the North Infirmary, which is a busy spot. Remember, there were no GPs out of hours, or very few in those days. And people used to come down to us all the time. You might get big queues. But I do remember one night going to bed at maybe 4 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning and getting a phone call. Doctor, I have a young man here with chest pain. And I say, oh, for God's sake, a young man with chest pain. What could it possibly be? So I hauled myself out of bed and went across the road and went in. This young man was there. He looked a bit pale and sweaty, all right. And he was wearing an army jacket. They were all the rage in those days. They were ex-army jackets they wore. And I went to examine him. And I took off his army jacket. I said, what were you doing last night? He said, I was in the pub. I said, were you playing darts? And he said, I was. I said, well, there was a big dart in his back. And he had a chest full of blood. So you just had to be careful to never take things at their face value. You never really know. Another time, a guy was carried in by his friends on a Saturday night. In those days, match of the day was on around 7 o'clock in the evening, maybe 8. And he had been in the pub, and they brought him into us. And his leg was swinging in the breeze. I said, what the hell happened to this guy? Fell off the bar stool, broke his hip. I said, when did this happen? Around 7:30. I said, why didn't you come in? He says, match of the day was on. But he was anaesthetised. He said, I've been drinking since 2 o'clock probably, you know. So people were tougher in those days, I think. Or they thought it was normal anyway.